Thank you for calling Therapy Well. Georgia speaking.
Hi, Georgia. It's Fiona Allen calling. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. Look, we were due to see Brooke today for family therapy, and I received a message last night, which I replied yes to in acknowledgement that she's off sick. But in the message it said she will see you at the next appointment. But if I recall correctly, because this was meant to be our first joint appointment between Lockie and I don't think we had another appointment booked. I don't know if she had intended to make this a regular time slot or if this was a one-off time slot. So I just wanted to call and see, first of all, because we were hoping to see her sooner rather than later, if she has got any other slots. And second of all, I don't know if there was one actually booked at all.
Let me have a look. So I see that the one this afternoon... Yes, that says Lockie, that was cancelled. I could, she's got some space next Tuesday if you'd like me to book that in. That would be the earliest that she'd have at this stage.
Next Tuesday?
Just if you get something on,
what time would that
be? The books. So she's got an appointment at 9:30 and then one at 11.
Just let me check with my support worker because I have support myself on those days. I'm actually at Therapy Well. That's one thing. I'm actually at Therapy Well myself from 9:30 to 10:30 with Karen. So I think that would work for me at 11 next Tuesday.
11 next Tuesday. Else.
And that would just mean that Lockie would have to have his support worker would have to bring him for 11. He doesn't need to come early, you know, for me.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't need to come when I come.
Yeah. Well, I can book that in for you guys now, and then, you know, if something changes and that actually doesn't suit, we can
just check my calendar to make sure I've got nothing else on that day. Oh, I have got an appointment with my support coordinator, but I can always move that to a different day, or I can – that's not – it's not at the same time. It's just going to be a busy day if I have all of those on the same day.
Yeah.
But let me just double check that that is definitely the day that I've booked with her. Okay, so I've got the cleaner from 1:30. And this would be this would be 50 minutes, wouldn't it, or an hour? Yeah, it could be a bit much that day. Is there, what's the next available after next Tuesday?
After next Tuesday, Brooke would have available it'd be the week after that, and it would be a Monday afternoon.
The week after that, I think we're seeing his psychiatrist on that Monday. It's not normally a Monday, but it is this time. So I think it's probably best if we go with the Tuesday, and I will just rearrange some of the other things I've got. I'll just rearrange probably the appointment with my support coordinator. And we'll just go with that.
Tuesday at 11?
Next Tuesday. So what's the date? So I'm just going to change this one now.
It's the 2nd of
September. 2nd of September. So let me find the current one and just change it in my calendar right now so that it's on the right day. So I don't get mixed up. 2nd of September at 11. Okay.
The line, I think the line went dead.
You're still there?
Sorry, so we were all good for the Tuesday at 11?
Yes, we are.
All right, I will book that in for you now.
Right.
And then I'll find out from Brooke what she was wanting to do about the appointments going forward.
Great, all right, that'd be great. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, thank you. Bye.